You're listening to Tim Talks, Taking Interest in Ministry, a conversation between two great friends with over 70 years ministry between them. Ministering on opposite sides of the border, Dr. Al Stone pastors the Bible Baptist Church in St. Thomas, Ontario, Canada, while Pastor Dan Wolven pastors the North Columbus Baptist Church in Columbus, Ohio. Listen now as Al and Dan review and relate their experiences in hope of helping others who are taking an interest in ministry. Now, here is Tim Talks.
Hey, welcome to Tim Talks from north of the United States border in the great country of Canada. And home with Tim Hortons. Dr. Al Stone with you. And on the other end of the border, the south of me, as we say here in the great land.
Dan Wolven from Columbus, Ohio, and I would drink a cup of tea, except I had spilled it all over my laptop and my iPad.
I can still see the smoke rising up. So if this cuts out, folks, or if there's a lot of this, that's his computer. So don't worry. Everything is okay. Everything is functioning here at Tim Talks. We are a go. Hey, I want to mention quickly again that if you have not yet checked out our trip to Israel, Brother Wolf and I are both going, and we would love for you to come. We're going to try and do some Tim Talks in the Holy Land. That'd be awesome.
Oh, that'll be great.
And we'll sit at the Sea of Galilee and do our Tim Talks. Oh, it'd be great. So we want you to come along. And if you will go to this website, if you'll mark this down, or if you will contact me, I'll get you the information. But it's at HBC, like Harry Bob Charles, HBC Barry, BARRIE.com/Israel. All the information you need is there. Please sign up today. We had some folks sign up last week even, and our trip is filling up quickly. We want you to go. All the prices, everything is there, but I'll tell you very quickly, it's $21.95 U.S. if you get your own flights. If you want to score a good sale, or if you've got air miles, use that. If I get your flights for you, it'll be $31.95. And that's a pretty standard rate by the time we get the flight and do the booking stuff. So come along. We want you to come.
Yeah, that's a very good price. And where we're staying, four-star hotels, buffets, and everything else, it is an excellent place. Yeah.
It is, and our tour guide is phenomenal. We've actually had people that have gone on 2 and 3 tours and came with us and said he was by far the best guy they ever had. So great guy. You'll love him. Well, we started in our last podcast talking about outreach, different things we do for outreach. We talked a little bit about bus ministry and soul winning, some of those things. Let's talk about some other things today. I'll tell you about a program that we use that is not original to us. It was a program that started at the Cleveland Baptist Church many, many years ago. They call it SMITE, Summer Missionary Intern Training for Evangelism. And we took that and wanted to do something here in Canada, and we call it Help Evangelize Lost People. And that has been a tremendous, tremendous program for us over the years. We have adapted our program over the years because things have changed. It's basically a vacation Bible school on steroids. Cleveland Baptist Church put, oh man, tens of thousands of dollars. Our program was about $10,000. We would go to another church. We would evangelize for the week. We'd have special meetings at night. We really geared it to children, trying to reach parents through the children, and had some great success over the years with that. At the same time, training people how to do door knocking, how to get people to come. Now, I will tell you this, that over the years it's changed, and I've got to tell you that in Canada, it is virtually impossible to get a parent to send their kids to a park, to a school ground, somewhere else with a stranger. We've had some kids who've been abducted, and we've had some kids who've been just terribly mistreated. So,
not on the Help campaign.
No. Thank you for clarifying.
Yes.
Oh my goodness! Can you imagine? No, not at all. But in our communities. So I understand some of that. So we've changed it, and we've had some great success. We've gone to some community involvement stuff. It's been very, very good. What are some things you're using?
Well, let me not everything that I'm going to talk about is necessarily every single thing that we have done here in Columbus or what I've been involved in even in Cleveland. But there are, the opportunities are just amazing. I know in Cleveland there's a police officer, and he would write letters to all the other police departments and always tell them about the gospel There is all kinds of things that you can wind up doing. There are people that wind up cooking, making some baked goods, and then they go to communities where they sell those baked goods. But and every time they sell something, they give a gospel tract and try to give the gospel. The point is not making money necessarily as much as it is trying to find people who want to just communicate and be social and to be able to get the gospel out. So there are so many different things that you can wind up doing, really, that you wind up getting your own burden for.
Absolutely. And I think you have to be somewhat imaginative today. One of the neatest things we did was through our help program, we took fudgesicles to city hall, police departments, fire halls, public works, hospital, went to hospital. I was able to get into places in our hospital that I have never been before. I got into the doctor's lounge. I got into a chemotherapy treatment, passing out fudgesicles. And people love those things. Now, the problem is if you do it in the summertime, they do melt rather fast. So you gotta make sure you got some good coolers or something. But that kind of stuff allowed me to get in where normally if I was just trying to pass out tracts or witness within the hospital, and today there's so many restraints within public places like that. But I'm telling you, the doors open so fast to that. That was a great idea that we had. It was a really good one.
Yes, and of course, continual opportunity of knocking on doors. You can have a whole lot of different ways to do it, but getting the gospel to people, going out and find them, what a great opportunity. What we have begun here this year, and that I've heard it work very well in other places, and we're beginning to see some success with it, is we've sent a mailing, a real nice postcard of a particular theme, and then the next month we go to that same house, that same group of houses, and we wind up putting door hangers on there with different material, different literature with the same theme. And then the next month we go knocking on those doors, door-to-door soul winning, and we're finding a better reception because for 2 months now there's been some kind of name recognition. And, I'm really anxious about that. I'm really anticipating some tremendous things, in that regard. And, of course, following up on your Sunday school students and following up on your bus riders, not just to see if they're coming, but going with the express purpose and the intent. Mom, Dad, can we just take 10 minutes and try to explain to you the kind of things that we teach in our church? And you're going there to give out the gospel, the outreach, the opportunity to be able to give the gospel to people who have not heard it. It's so many different avenues.
My dad was a great, great bus captain, and he said this many, many years ago. He said, if you don't try to win the parents in the first three visits that you make to that home, you probably never will. And, because you get in that mode of, I got to get all my calls done, and is Johnny coming? Okay, good. I got to run to my next one. Because most bus captains today don't want to spend all day, out visiting, which in the day when bus routes were very successful, that's what happened. I remember, going with my wife as a young man. She had a tremendous bus route in Cleveland. She had 130 kids who come on her bus. And we spent, from pretty early in the morning. We used to pick up donuts. Remember that, picking up donuts for the bus ministry? That was, we had some great donuts back then. I'm having a hard time concentrating right now.
Yeah.
What was the name of that place?
I think we led somebody to the Lord, but man, those donuts were awesome. I can remember every donut.
I led the Lord at the donut shop. I witnessed those people at the donut shop every Saturday. It was my job to
Rito's
pick them up because you
can
get out
is where we got
to get them. What was
Rito's
it called?
Rito's Bakery.
Oh, Rito's.
Oh,
Rito's,
yeah.
Bakery.
I mean, they were
still
humongous.
Are they still around, Rito's?
Probably a multi-million dollar place by now. That's been so long ago.
Oh, well, yeah, we bought enough donuts. They should have been. Wow. So we'd get coffee and donuts in the morning, and then we'd be out till well in the afternoon doing those calls. And it was a lot of work, but, man, it was a great result as well.
And then, of course, you've got the fair ministries where people have – the soul winning booths. You have different opportunities. Like, I know some people go and they're volunteer caregivers at perhaps like hospitals where the maybe need some help in chemotherapy units and things like that. There's many things like that. And I don't just mean doing good, but giving the gospel out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, every activity we have, every function we have is based around getting people the gospel somehow. We just had a great meeting last night. I got some of the sharpest folks in our church together that deal with media, that deal with public, that have great ideas in their classes. We got together and had a brainstorming idea last night. I want to tell you, some of our young people today in that millennial age group and even younger have some great ideas about reaching community today. And I got to be honest with you, Dan, I'm to an age where I don't know if I have too many new ideas. I'm using a lot of the things that I've used for the last number of years. I want new ideas, but these kids had some great ideas about tying things together and, you know, different ways of reaching the community. So don't be afraid to involve other people in that process of finding ways to reach your community.
Amen.
Sure.
Amen.
Let me ask you this. What would you say, and we've got about a minute and a half left. What's probably one of the greatest things you've used for outreach in your community? What would you say was one of the most successful?
Most successful, well, probably the thing that you do the most that's repeated the most, and that's knocking on doors and giving people a tract. We have a lot of different kinds of tracts. We actually have a Bible study on Ohio State campus. We are a student organization, faculty-sponsored and student-led, and so that gives us a reason to be on campus there. And so, you know, we'll give out quite a few thousand tracts with a football schedule on the front, you know, an invitation to the Bible study in the back and the gospel in between. I think that's probably about one of the most common things that we do is giving out tracts and just asking somebody, yeah, you know, do you know for sure you're going to go to heaven whenever you die? Showing a concern, mm-hmm, and compassion. Waitress at a restaurant, she doesn't have time to sit down across from you for 20 minutes, but you're able to say, would you please read this? There's contact information there if you have any questions. This tells you how you can know for sure that you can go to heaven. Showing concern and getting the gospel out. If we don't speak it, if we don't give it, if we don't tell it, it's just not going to be done.
Yeah. Let me say this as we close. Whatever you do, do it sharp, would you? Do it sharp. Pay the money. Get a sharp-looking track. Get your Ohio State thing is awesome. You guys do a great job on that. It is sharp-looking. It's something that I'd be proud to give to people. And a lot of times I think people think, well, I just got to give them something. And I don't like that statement that having something's better than nothing. No, let's do it right. Let's give them something sharp the first time. Let's not have that scapegoat of I'll just give them something. And I think today it demands it. This is Tim Talks. We're trying to help you, and we're helping each other just to reach our place. And I will say this, that what works here may not work there. And what works there may not work here. We've got to find what works in our area. This is Tim Talks. We've enjoyed spending this time with you. Please share this with your friends. And would you leave a comment for us? That would really help us out. This is Tim Talks. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Tim Talks, Taking Interest in Ministry, with new podcasts added each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. To learn more about your hosts, Dr. Al Stone and Pastor Dan Wolven, you can visit us at timtalks.com. That's TIIM talks.com.